Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I think we're losing Roberta. No. I'm John Ryan, your host, and my co-host is Sabina Miller.
Hello.
And we're having a wonderful conversation with both Roberta and Fran in reference to Destination Accessible. And at the break, we just started talking a little bit more about the website. But I think the most significant thing is that these ladies, individually or together, have actually visited every site. So they're not just, they didn't read it online and say, okay, there's accessible parking or a ramp, et cetera. They actually walked through the places of each one, and which is, and there's over 250 sites, which really, that's the most important thing, because you read about something, as I saying earlier, and somebody who is knowledgeable writes, they're accessible. You lived it. The cobblestone situation is a very good point. But you also said there was a checklist.
Yes.
Like if you go on the site.
Yes. The site is laid out. So on the top part, you know, you can click on either the checklist, the description, the read more, which is a story about our experience there.
Okay.
And there's also a comment section. So if you have been there, we would love to hear what you to say about the place.
That's very good.
And we also, you know, we ask for suggestions, you know, where would you like us to go, you know.
Because don't tell you that way, Fran.
On a visit.
Well, they could comment on where they've been that is not accessible and where they've been that's accessible for
no,
you.
No,
you
know. They can't do that.
Oh, they
can't. Because in the comment section, it's just commenting on
the Vanderbilt
on the venue that
right,
they're
right,
on.
Right, that specific
okay.
one.
Okay. But yeah, we would love to have people, there's a place to contact us to give us suggestions for other places that people think we should visit. I mean, we're only two people. It's just the two of us.
Right.
So, you know, we've 250 places.
That's
and
huge.
There's probably another 50 places that we have visited that we haven't been able to get online yet since we do this all ourselves. So we also, we do the going, we do the writing of the information, we do the blogging, and we put it online.
Yes.
So we have them, you know, every week more and more are coming online.
Right.
So we probably have been to like 300 places.
The blogging part, I think, is tremendous because if you visited a place, say, 6 months ago, something could have changed. Maybe something broke.
Absolutely.
And the person
could
come back and say, I agree with you, ladies. But, you know, 3 weeks ago, something broke and they fixed it, but they didn't fix it in such a way that it's accessible because now there's an extra step or something.
Exactly. That's what we would like because people do say to us, oh, you saw that 6 months ago. What's it like now?
Right,
well, we can't, if we want to review more and more places, we can't just keep going back to the ones that we had been to before.
Right. And enough people said something specific, then you'd say,
then we
need to revisit
yes,
that one because
absolutely.
They made a major construction or something.
Absolutely.
Which,
I just really also need to say, like, so we have on the site, we have museums, theaters, parks, kid-friendly places because grandparents and go with kids and whatever. And we also have dining establishments. In everything except the restaurants, we don't tell you whether or not to go or not go. We tell you exactly what you will find there. But when it came to dining establishments, we made the decision that we would only put on restaurants that are accessible. Because that makes life easier for people. Particularly, let's say, for New York City, where there are so many places that are grandfathered in that don't have handicap accessible restrooms. And so a lovely restaurant, really upscale restaurant that we went to several weeks ago, if you need a handicap bathroom, they send you to the restaurant next door.
Wow.
That's what New York City does.
Well,
that's
the city has the restrooms,
you know,
downstairs.
Oh, they're downstairs.
Yes. Many of them that are older and that have not put in because they haven't been forced to.
Right.
And so if they are particularly older, landmarked, whatever. So in this one that we were to, you know, and it's not just there, but places will tell you. So if I'm taking somebody for a lovely dinner,
right, I agree.
I don't want my guest to have to go next door to the restroom. So everything but restaurants, you know, we'll tell you what it is.
I agree. I went to a restaurant, this is 4 or 5 months ago, in town, and I'm not handicapped. I'd never go back anyway because it's like, it was a, I don't know, Friday or Saturday night. They wanted to get everybody they possibly could into the place. once I basically sat down, I was finished. I mean, they got a table next to me, and the person was I was trapped for the night. And it was just like at some they were, I'm sure, under their number legally. But for a handicapped person or even a person with a cane, it was dangerous in that place to get excuse me, you got to move your chair in. People have to be very, knowledgeable of that.
So
that,
all of our restaurants are places where you can navigate a wheelchair, where the tables
are. Now, restaurant-wise, that's Long Island in the city?
Any place. I mean,
wherever
Any restaurant that's on the site, you can be sure will be handicap accessible.
No, but I'm talking about if somebody is looking, is this site a New York, Long Island site? That's what I'm saying. So
go ahead.
Well, it started out as, Nassau, Suffolk.
Right.
And then the city, because it's closest to where we live. But she now has a granddaughter living in San Francisco.
Okay.
So we have a mini section on San Francisco.
That's fine. Okay.
And,
well, obviously.
And places we've been to. We have a mini section on Vermont.
You're living this job.
Yeah.
So if you're someplace, something really impresses you, you're putting it on.
And we decided we personally had to go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland.
Okay.
So we took a road trip. So we wrote about Cleveland.
Is it accessible?
Yes. Okay. It's an amazing place.
Really?
Will you?
We highly recommend it.
Yeah.
Not just for accessibility, but just for going.
Will you eventually branch out to Queens?
We have Queens.
Queens is part of our metro. We call the New York metro area, and we're going as fast as we can.
Are you doing Brooklyn, the Bronx?
Brooklyn
is a lifetime.
We haven't done too much in Brooklyn.
We did the Brooklyn Museum of Art, and the Brooklyn Botanical Gardens, and some other places in Brooklyn. And
now your biggest task ahead is getting this out to organizations. To then distribute. I mean, this is a great website. What you're doing is tremendous, but the problem is, who knows about it?
We'd like to find some nice attorney, perhaps, who would help us in the legal issue of becoming a not-for-profit.
Okay,
so we could use pro bono for that.
Because we constructed the website ourselves. We did all the legal work of incorporation ourselves.
Okay.
We did everything that had to be done ourselves because we started with minus funds.
Right, of course, I understand.
We're still minus.
you ought to go to a bar association meeting in Mineola.
Let's not get into the bar association.
No, that I don't mean the have a drink bar. I mean, there might be a lawyer that actually, as long as it has to do with seniors, I'm sure there is a senior retired lawyer who could at least advise you.
Right. I believe the Bar Association type thing is like a half hour, and then that's it.
I don't honestly know.
Right. That's it. It's you need somebody, I understand, a pro bono. An attorney who would sit down and say, listen, I'm familiar, and I'll donate the time because you got a good cause going on here. We'll create the not-for-profit. This way you guys have an umbrella of safety over you, and it's done.
But we have been in a few libraries. We've had presentations libraries.
Okay.
The only problem is that it's nice to give a presentation, but it's nice when more than two people come.
Well, all these things, it has to be, you have to contact the libraries and the senior centers, et cetera, when they're having a program and ask to be part of that program, because then they have 100 people.
Right.
See, when they're going in and you're the speaker, I'm going to look at this and say, I don't really have an interest. So I'm not going.
That's true.
If you're having an event that you know there's going to be 100, you ask the librarian to put you on as a 5-minute.
But
that's a good idea.
And I go to Friday night services. We always have a guest speaker in the pulpit.
Really?
Yeah.
Right, but that speaker in the pulpit is not talking about destination accessible, right?
They're not talking about religion.
Right, they're not talking about religion, but
some of them talk about what they do because it's interesting.
Right.
And this would be of interest to the congregation.
We'd be happy to come.
Right. So, they're going to take your number, and they're going to be in the pulpit.
We have various.
That's the only way. Come on, ladies, I'm going to get your book.
We have various temples in my town, and they all have. I get notices, speaker in the pulpit this Friday night is going to be so-and-so.
But that's the point, you know, not to, because I want to ask another question. You have to get into the organization when something is already planned.
Good idea.
That's
otherwise,
good
you're honestly,
that's
I've done a speak, and then you're going to have five people, and other times it's 100 because it was already done. And then you, well, you want 5 minutes. With this type of a thing,
that's
you show
all,
your brochure, and that's it.
Yeah, that's all there. We need is 5 minutes.
Because that's it. The word getting out is, and this is really is tremendous, because you're doing all the work that an adult child would want to know. You're talking about your dad, but there's so many people. And yet, you know, at a meeting the other day, there was a 70-year-old. Well, your father's 98. So, you know, a 98-year-old, technically, could have a 78-year-old.
It's
you
true.
Know, the population is continuing to age, but we want to be active, which is the main thing. It just, you know, that's my opinion.
And they're probably living longer because they are active.
Oh, sure. That's a very big, you know, a big point of it. Just one last question, which is we're almost out of time. Parkwise is pretty basically accessible or no? That's why I'm...
Depends.
Really?
Parks are getting better. And interestingly enough, so I'll just go back to Sunken Meadow Park.
Okay.
Where I had gone, the winter that I had my accident was our last nice winter before this one.
Okay.
And so in the middle of February, my husband was pushing me on the boardwalk at Sunken Meadow Park.
Okay.
And it was nice, you know, it was very nice, but going to the restroom was an issue.
Okay.
And I didn't think about it, but when we started this website, I went back to look at it more carefully and realizing some things about it were really nice, that there are benches all along the boardwalk, really nice, but none of the benches have backs. Might be a problem for some people. They have a concession. One or the other is open all year round on the weekends. Very nice. The bathrooms on the boardwalk are really good. But if you, depending on where you park, you could be really far from the boardwalk.
Okay.
The boardwalks have nice ramps, which I hadn't noticed before, going down to the beach. I believe that some of them now are putting in ramps all the way down to the water.
Wow.
They, however, do not let you borrow the big wheelchairs with the big wheels.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
In California, every beach we went to, they were available for people to get.
Okay.
They're doing what they can.
Terrific. We're out of time. I want to thank Roberta and Fran so much for coming, but more importantly, for the work that you're doing, and really, even ourselves on the program here, you know, we'll announce it as we go along when people come up, because it really, you did the work because you lived it. That's the most important part of it.
And she said something that I never thought of, and I'm a thinker, about the benches without backs. I have a bad back. If I got someplace and they had that bench, that's a bench. That's not a whatever they call it. You know, I need at the park, the beach, wherever. I need a back on it.
I agree.
And that's important information.
And
me.
We will be right back. You've been listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. Thank you, ladies.